Yeah, that's to be disappointed in there, because you'd have thought Middleton lying second would have been stronger for Bruff, but obviously they upped their game greatly. That defeat last week at Judges Road obviously left them a bit smarting, and they certainly came out of the blocks today. From Owen's point of view, it's been a good end of the season, actually, otherwise, because the final score here in Mellon Park was over 19, Ballina 7. And when you consider, you know, that Ballina have gone through that league, losing only two games, I think it is, and, you know, had the game won before today, certainly it was a very, very good performance by Omagh. They will be disappointed maybe at not making the playoffs, but nevertheless, they've had a very good second season. They were in the playoffs last year, and, you know, it'll set them up again next year that they have a good finish to this one. They certainly deserved to win this game, which was dominated mainly by a cross one, which is really, really strong, and certainly there's a chill factor about the whole place. But it was Omagh who had the early pressure, and but Ballina actually forced the pace after 8 minutes, and they managed a 5 metre line out, which Omagh managed to turn over. But in 15 minutes, Omagh were given a penalty, and skipper Stuart McCain, their scrum half, took a quick tap, and away he went and fed his partner Stuart Elliott, and he went on the post, Elliott adding the 2 points. That was 7-0. And then on the half hour mark, some great passing by Omagh out on the left took a play into 22, and Elliott, he sidestepped his opposite number to go over. So 12-0 to the home side at half time, and certainly they would have felt very confident. But knew Ballina were going to come back, and they did 5 minutes into the second half whenever they came strongly into the Omagh 22. It was their fullback Chris O'Neill. He got over, making 12 points to 5, and replacement out half Craig McCormick, he converted 12 points to 7. That's as it stayed until the 74th minute. Omagh had a bit of a scare on 70 minutes whenever one of their players inside his own 22 tried to put in a big kick, and it was charged down, but the player knocked the ball onto touch, and they were very, very lucky in that one. But in 74 minutes, the third try that really gave Omagh a victory today was again good play by their forwards, good passing by the backs as well, and very, very good hands by Omagh today. Obviously with a strong wind, they had to keep ball in hand, and eventually it was replacement out half Owen Murnaghan, who broke through and dived over at the post, converting his own score, making it 19 points to 7. So 3 tries to 1 for Omagh, and the final scoreline of 19-7. But a good end of the season to Omagh, who again have finished in the top half, and certainly there'll be a lot of confidence going forward again next year. Apparently they're going to team build, and we'll see what happens. But I'm going to now, after I finish this report, we actually have a wee word with Ashley Baer, their assistant coach, just a wee bit of rundown on the season. So the final score here in this All-Ireland League Division 2C game at Mellon Park was Omagh 19, Ballina 7.